Alright, good evening everyone. Just as we begin to wind down the evening, just to share with you a short idea on Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is a Yom Tov. Lag BaOmer is an incredible day. We had the great zchus tonight to have such a beautiful upsharon, to be able to welcome a little boy further into the ranks of Klal Yisrael. It's a day of incredible celebration. It's a day in which the morning practices of Sfira are lifted, a day in which we begin to once again feel an incredible sense of simcha, an overwhelming sense of simcha. But the obvious shaila, the obvious question is why? Where does the simcha of Lag BaOmer derive from? And I want to share with you two ideas that I think are very much linked to one another. The Gemara tells us about a tragic episode. The death of the 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva, 24,000 gedolim, 24,000 great people, 24,000 fathers, husbands, brothers, sons, who lost their lives during this period of time. And the Gemara says, "V'kula mesu ben Pesach la'atzeres." All of them died between Pesach and Shavuos. And we have a Mesora that they stopped dying on Lag BaOmer. So therefore, again, the Shulchan Aruch says, "V'noag in sas simcha." We celebrate on Lag BaOmer, but it's strange. We celebrate on Lag BaOmer because they stopped dying. What a strange simcha! I understand if you want to say we stop mourning, but that we celebrate because people stop dying—that's not normally the reason we celebrate. But my dear friends, if you look a little bit further in that Gemara, the Gemara says, "Atsheba Rabbi Akiva Eitzel Rabasinu Shabedara Meshana Lahem." The great tzaddik Rabbi Akiva, decided that although he saw his life's work disappear right in front of his eyes, although he saw those 24,000 Talmidim pass away in front of his eyes in just a matter of weeks, everything that Rabbi Akiva worked for all over of those decades just simply disappeared, just simply evaporated. And anyone else would have said, "Gamanu, enough. I can't do it anymore. I'm a young man. I already started my life at 40. And now again, I'm an older man already. I can't do anymore." But Rabbi Akiva goes along and he says, "You know what? Sometimes in life, the things that you want don't materialize. Sometimes in life, the dreams that you had don't actualize. And sometimes in life, the way you thought your life was going to be is not the way that it is. And so in life you have a choice. You could throw your hands up in despair. You could say, 'Zelo fair.' You can say, 'I'm sorry, I tried, but I can't try anymore.' Or you could roll your sleeves up just a little bit more. Find the koach, find the strength you never thought you had, and try to forge forward." This is Rabbi Akiva. When life took everything from him, the great tzaddik Rabbi Akiva decided that, "You know what, there's no time to mourn for myself. There's no time to bemoan the fact that my life is not going according to plan. I need to find the strength to move forward. I need to find the strength to rebuild. I need to find the strength to continue on." My dear friends, that's the simcha of Lag BaOmer. The simcha of Lag BaOmer is not a regular simcha. Normally when we have simcha, it's because of something objectively happy or wonderful or miraculous that occurred. The simcha of Lag BaOmer is the simcha of the human spirit. The simcha that says no matter what happens, we have the ability to forge forward. And this same theme was found at the end of Rashbi's life. You know, my dear friends, Rabbi Akiva established five new Talmidim to rebuild the world of Torah. One of those Talmidim was a man by the name of Rabbi Shimon, none other than Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai meets Rabbi Akiva for the first time on Lag BaOmer, and Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, some number of years later, passes away. on Lag BaOmer. And what happened on the last day of Rashbi's life? The last day of his life, the Idrazuta, the Zohar brings down. You have to imagine the scene for just a moment. Be great if we had some music behind this now, but I'm going to have the bands on break. They're union. You guys are union. You know, the last day of Rashbi's life, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai is on his deathbed. He's not ill, but he knows that he's going to leave this world. And he gathers his son Elazar and his Talmidim and he says, my dear students, in just a little while I have to go before the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I don't want to go embarrassed. I want to know that I accomplished everything I was supposed to accomplish in this world. And he says that there's Torah that I still have to share with you that I haven't shared with you yet. There's Torah I have to give over to you that I haven't given over to you yet. And the Talmidim said, but Rebbe, you told us that today you're leaving this world and the sun is setting. To which Rashbi said, my dear students, don't worry. Because today the Ribbono Shel Olam gave me the greatest gift. Today I control the sun. Today I control time. And the sun won't set until I finish giving you over every little last piece of Torah. Only once I empty my soul and give it over to you, only then will I leave this world. The Talmidim gather around his bed. And Rashbi begins to reveal to them the Torah's HaNistar. He begins to reveal to them the most esoteric and beautiful secrets of Torah. Beautiful Torah that was never heard in this world. Beautiful Torah that was never learned in this world. And Rashbi digs deep down within himself and conveys it to his Talmidim. And Rabbi Elazar, his son, is the scribe, writing down every last bit of Torah. And one Talmud is obligated to remember it Baal Peh. Another Talmud is obligated to record it in a way that would be understandable by others. And they sit there by the bedside of their beloved Rebbe, taking in his thoughts, taking in his words, taking in his Torah. And you know, my friends, one of the reasons we have the bonfire on Lag BaOmer is to symbolize the fact that on that day, that fateful day, the last day of Rashbi's life, the light of daylight extended into the night. Because Rashbi wouldn't let the sun set until he had given over every last piece of Torah. And there's an incredible message in this. Even when you're on your deathbed, even when you're advanced in years, even when you're further along the journey of life, you can always produce light. The Jew has an indescribable capacity to create light. And not just when we're young, and not just when we're able, and not just when we're vibrant, but as long as the Jew breathes, there's the ability to introduce Kiddusha and light into this world. That was the greatness of Rashbi. Even on his deathbed, even with his final breaths, he was bringing light into an otherwise dark world. Talmud and Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, both accomplished the most amazing of things on this day of Lag BaOmer. Rabbi Akiva showed us that no matter what happens, you could keep going, you could keep producing light. Rashbi taught us that no matter what happens, you can keep producing light. And this, my friends, is the Simcha of Lag BaOmer. Because we all have our challenges. We all have our difficulties. For so many of us, there are dreams that we have dreamt that have gone by the wayside. Aspirations, goals, desires that have not materialized. And sometimes in life it's so tempting to give up. So tempting to yield. So tempting just to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, I tried. And I tried and I tried. But what I want out of life is just not going to happen. Then we come to Lag BaOmer. And we feel the neshama of Rabbi Akiva. We feel the neshama of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And they're here with us in this little humble parking lot in the middle of Pikesville. They're thinking to themselves, what am I doing here? And we're thinking to ourselves, Baruch Hashem, you're here with us, Rashbi, Rabbi Akiva. Our Rebbe is our Rebbe, and because it's on Lag BaOmer, we take your memory, we take your neshamas, and we learn from them. You never gave up. You forged forward. You created light until your last breath. So our Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, our Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, we, your Talmidim, we, your children, we pledge to continue forward upon that same derech. Lag BaOmer gives us the strength not to give up. Lag BaOmer gives us the strength to continue forward. Lag BaOmer gives us the strength to create light even in the midst of the darkness of night. So my dear friends, on the schos of coming out together, being mesameach together, singing such beautiful shira together, may we be zoche meretz Hashem to find the strength of Rabbi Akiva, to find the strength of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, to continue to forge forward on our individual paths. May we be zoche meretz Hashem to bring light into a world that is sometimes so dark. May we be zoche meretz Hashem to create the fire in our lives that are sometimes so uninspired. May we zoche meretz Hashem to continue to dream. May we zoche meretz Hashem to continue to forge forward, and no matter how many times the structures that we build collapse or implode in front of us, may we find the koach of Rabbi Akiva to continue forward. As long as we have breath, as long as we have strength, as long as we have life, may we zoche to find the strength of Rashbi to continue to create light. And the Matzachos, may the sparks of the Madura of the bonfire, may the sparks of our Neshama combine together, and may we be zoche to create the most beautiful, magnificent, and luminescent of lights, the lights of Mashiach. Mehira bi aminu. Amen.
I know. I'm not.